Norfolk's not the brightest place in winter.
No.
Let's just say. It generally sits under a cloud of fog till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you think, you know, the trees are all stripped of their, are all leafless.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, you know, you think about a cold, grey, drizzly day.
Yeah.
Winter was horrendous work, especially here, because you couldn't get out.
Yeah, yeah.
It, you know, it'd be too cold to have people outside. So you'd have, you know, 30 odd people in just a recipe for 9 years. But I worked, they actually opened some group homes, or they bought some of the hospital properties or had use of them and did move people into some of the houses. And I went up and worked up there. Oh yeah, you know the interesting thing though about that was, I remembered I was doing night shift and I was up in the houses that they'd put people into, and I went round to this fella's house, lovely old fella, and I went round there, and he was sitting up. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, and he was still sitting up, and that was back when there was no all-night television, and the television's all snowy and, you know, whatever, scratchy. And I said to this fellow, I said, don't we want to go to bed? Or, you're not tired, mate? You don't want to go to bed? And he said, oh, can I go to bed?
Oh, no.
And I said, sitting here with the lights on, buddy. Yeah. And he said, oh, can I turn the lights off? And I was like, oh, my Lord, that's so awful.
Just not
so over-directed.
Autonomy at all. Yeah.
He was waiting for somebody to say, you can go to bed.
Yeah.
You can, waiting for somebody to say, you can turn the television off.
Yeah.
You can turn the lights off.
Yeah.
That's what he was waiting for. Yeah. That was a very,